to spend a few minutes today talking about what we can and can't say when it comes to giving testimonials about Neekend products. It sometimes feels like Neekend can be very restrictive in saying you can't say this, you can't do the other. But I want to give context to that so that we can appreciate why they're doing that. It's not just that they're being mean-spirited. They're actually doing it because they've got our backs. When it comes to legislation, regulations, laws, policies, government expectations, they are very, very strict on what we can and can't say because as independent business owners, if we make a claim about a product, we need to be able to substantiate that claim and back it up with evidence. If we don't, if we can't do that, then we fall under the remit of making false claims, which is, well, it can get us into trouble legally. It can get Neekend into trouble, but it can get the individual consultant into trouble as well. There are government bodies that regulate false advertising and all that kind of thing, and it's very, very easy for us to slip into this false advertising environment because of our enthusiasm or because of a personal experience, which even though the experience is personal and real, it doesn't necessarily make it a legal authorized claim that can be made. So I'm going to share a slide with you to show you. I'm going to start off with what we can't do, but I'm also going to go into the realms of what we can do. Often when it comes to compliance and policies and procedures, we're kind of just given the instructions of what we can't do, and that's it. And then we're left going, so what can I do? And we don't always get that instruction. So I'm going to do a bit of both today. But I'll start out with the sad stuff, which is what we can't do, okay? So let me pull up this slide here and share this. So, 1 second. If I can just, I'll get this on full screen mode. Here we go. Okay, can you see that slide already? Yeah? Okay, so this is what we can't do. So I'll read this out. It says, testimonials alone are not enough to prove a marketing claim, and they are never to be used to get around the rules by making claims in a consumer review that would not otherwise be permitted. Meaning, just because we can say it, we can't say it in print, it also means we can't say it verbally. Sometimes we think, well, that's not written, we're not publishing that, but personally, I'm going to make this claim anyway. Actually, that still doesn't apply. You still can't do this. So here is, and you'll notice that this slide, as I read through it, it'll become very self-evident that this was written by one of the Neekend lawyers, not me. And you'll notice that because it gets very, very specific. So it says, consultants need to understand that the products are not to be considered and never offered or intended as medicines or medical treatments for any disease or disorder, either physical or mental. So it breaks it down here, a medical treatment or a medicine. Now, there are three key words that I've always been taught we should avoid, and that is treat, prevent, or cure. If we promote Neekend's products as treating, preventing, or curing disease, we then technically classify it as a medicine. And let me give you an extreme example. Oranges are full of vitamin C. We all know that a deficiency in vitamin C causes scurvy. That's one of the problems of scurvy, lack of vitamin C. You could turn around and say, you need to improve your intake of vitamin C in order to remedy this issue with scurvy. If you turn around and say, buy my oranges, and they will cure you of scurvy, you have now turned your oranges into a medicine. And you can't do that. Even though oranges are full of vitamin C, if you turn around and say, my product will now cure you of this because it's rich in this vitamin, you've now classified it as a medicine. So we've got to be quite careful there. It says, Neekend as well as consultants are prohibited from suggesting notice again, the keyword there, suggesting any diagnosis, prognosis, evaluation, treatment, I told you this was written by a lawyer, management, prescription, management, or remedy of illness, ailment, or disease. Nikan and his consultants are further prohibited from creating or compiling any testimonials that imply or suggest any diagnosis, prognosis, evaluation, treatment, description, management, or remedy. I can't see that last line. Of any illness or disease. So this is really quite specific, isn't it, in what we can't say. Now, I'm raising this because on one of our messenger groups, I expressed a concern a little while back that we were getting a number of requests. Any ideas on what Nikan products we can use to help with Hashimoto's disease? I've got someone with bipolar disorder. Anything that we've got here that can help with that? I've got a friend with ovarian cancer. Any ideas on what we can use to support them in that process? Any of those types of conversations are really, really dangerous to get into. So this is what I would suggest we do in order to stay compliant. Because, like I said, this is self-protective. It's also important that we duplicate this mindset and this way of thinking and teaching so that we don't encourage our organization to do the opposite. So if we don't teach this and our team start to do it, then we can get into trouble. And as a former Nikan employee, I have been at the receiving end of that when there have been road shows or trade shows or what have you, and we've had Nikan distributors there. They're showing off our water systems and they make these unnecessary claims or inappropriate claims. And lo and behold, there's someone there that is also a regulator. And they get in touch with the office. That distributor then gets a slap on the wrist. Nikan gets into trouble for it. And, you know, it's just not helpful all around. So what can we do? This is what I would recommend. When we start to talk about making claims about the technologies within Nikan, that's where we start to run into trouble, because in order to get those claims verified, we need to have the research and evidence to back it up. Now, sometimes Nikan doesn't do the research and evidence to back it up, not because it's not there or because we don't trust the efficacy of the product, but because sometimes the cost of getting that evidence backed up is ridiculously expensive, and combining that with independent consultants, it starts to lead them into the space where they would want to make certain claims. Because if we start to make medical claims, then the consequence of that is we need to be trained and authorized as medical professionals in order to do that. So either we go through a rigorous training process of certification that is recognized by government bodies to authorize distributors to be able to make those claims, or we just play it safe and avoid getting into that space in the first place. You can appreciate with thousands upon thousands of distributors, the latter is the safest and most efficient place to be, because you get all sorts of people coming in with all varying levels of skill and ability to be able to do this in a meaningful way. So what would I do then if I can't talk about making claims about the technologies specifically, the outside of the written claims that Nikan has made? Because of course there are claims and guidelines that they've provided for us. Anything that they've written, we can say, because we know that it's gone through all of their legal processes. So any information that Nikan has in print, you can rest assured 100% you can say, because they've gone through all of the processes there to verify it. But this is what I would do in order to help add depth to those testimonials. Because again, if you look into the print of what Nikan has provided, it can sometimes feel a little sparse as well, because Nikan is also very cautious based upon these regulations. So what I would do is I'd first of all teach the why of the product need. For example, if I'm talking about the water system, the waterfall, I would spend a little bit of time talking about the necessity for hydration. How, you know, every chemical interaction in our body necessitates fluid, water, hydration in order to maximize its performance. If we want nutrients getting to our blood through our blood system, into our body, we need water to do it. We need water to not just stay hydrated, to improve our sleep, to improve our cognitive function, and you can go on and on and on on that regard. So you can talk about the why of the product need. You can also talk about the challenge. You know, evidence shows us through research that has been conducted by scientists and researchers everywhere that about 65%, we're talking British statistics now, 65% of people in the UK are mildly dehydrated. They don't drink enough water. What is the consequence of this? You can go on to talk about the consequences. You can share all of the science behind that, all of the research around this. And then you can say, so what does this mean? What it means is we clearly need to be well hydrated to improve or to maximize our well-being. Now, Neken recognizes this. Hence, they've introduced a whole product category on water. What we don't want to do is just have people drinking water, getting enough hydration, but then finding that it's not the best water around. We want to make sure that we provide something that is superior. So if you look at our water pool, for example, you'll notice that it is minerally enriched, that it removes a lot of the chemicals that you'll find in tap water, the chlorine, the byproducts of all the different toxins that you'll find in under your kitchen sink, all of that kind of bad stuff. It gets removed. It gets alkaline enriched, which improves, of course, the bioavailability of the nutrition that's being used by this water, and there's a whole heap of benefits that come into that. And you can delve as deep as you want as a consequence there. But can you see what I did? I talked about the why we need to be hydrated. I talked about the science and the evidence out there that we can use in relation to hydration. I talk about the need, the problem, and then I identify that Neken has provided a solution with our product category. But what I didn't do is I didn't turn around and say, by drinking our water, you will find that it will remove the headaches and the challenges that you've got with your sleep as a result of being dehydrated. I didn't make that claim about the result there. What I didn't do is say, by drinking our water, you will find that the nutrients that you absorb through your diet will be better absorbed into your body as a result of our water. You know, what I do is I say, you need plenty of water in order to maximize that. You can find improved water through Neken and neural features and benefits. Having it in the same conversation helps to link it together a little bit, and maybe, you know, just through being in the same conversation, they can make the link themselves. I remember being on a train station in London, being in the underground in London a few years ago, and I found a really clever marketing message on a billboard. And it was promoting a remedy for the flu or common cold. And of course, there is no remedy that's available. You've got all these different medicines that can help, the cough syrups, the paracetamols, all that, but they don't actually cure you of the common cold or the flu. They just help. But what this billboard had was a big picture of their product. They call it Lemsip. And they said, until there's a cure for the cold, this Lemsip, right? Now, what they said is, this isn't a cure. But subconsciously, the message is, it's the next best thing. So it was actually what I consider really clever advertising. They said, you're not allowed to say this, and we're saying up front, this is not a cure. But until there is one, I'd recommend you use this. And so I thought that was actually really quite clever. What I want to do is share another slide here. I just realized I have my PowerPoint up the whole time there. Apologies. What I want to do is show another slide, another screen. And this is a document that we put together when I was managing director of Europe. I'm not sure if you've ever seen a copy of this, but this was a product training manual that we put together. Has anyone seen this before? This product training manual? I'll get to the front screen. Gary's nodding his head. I'll send you a copy of this, Molly, so you've got it, and if you wish to distribute it to the people in your team, by all means do. This was the format that I wanted to approach with this product's training manual. Now, keep in mind that this training manual is for European products. There'll be some products in here that we don't have in the US. Some of it might be out-of-date information. Some of the technology or the ingredients in some of the European products do vary, because of European regulations of quantities of ingredients and so on. They're very, very strict in Europe. And what I would say on that is the one product category that is the most restrictive in terms of claims is nutrition. And they get stricter and stricter and stricter on that from a regulatory perspective as the years go on. So that is one area that we need to be very careful and prepare in advance. All it takes, in my opinion, is just a little bit of preparation versus shooting from the hip. What we don't want to do is encourage anyone to shoot from the hip in making any testimonial of any kind. I just don't think that's wise in any circumstance. So what I would suggest is, if you're going to have product testimonials, take some time out in advance and prepare your message. Script it if you want, and then rehearse it, so that it sounds natural and fluid when it comes to sharing it. Now, this is how we broke this manual down, and I thought this was really helpful. We started out with the top end of the funnel, the why. Let's talk about, first of all, why we need sleep. I'm going to use this as an example today. So this talks about here all the reasons why it's essential for us to have good, deep, restful, restorative sleep. And it says things here, if I look here. Can you see this, by the way, if I share the screen? Yeah. So it says here, poor sleep is linked to depression, heart disease, strokes, lung disorders, traffic and industrial accidents, divorce even. Yet sleep is largely ignored as an important aspect of health. You'll notice that with any quote like that, we've got a footnote so that we can reference it and link it to the source of that quote. We want to make sure that any quotes with statistics or messaging there, that we actually have the source of that quote so that you can back it up. Okay? Now, this is interesting. So here is another example. Poor sleep is linked to depression, heart disease, strokes, even divorce. Okay, so that's the result of poor sleep. But what we can't do in NECAM is turn around and say, if you use our sleep system, it'll improve the chances of you staying married. It'll reduce the chances of you getting depressed. It'll improve any lung disorder you've got and reduce the risk of you having a stroke. Now, we don't want to say that because that makes our product, the sleep system, medicinal. It means we are treating, preventing, or curing disease, be it physical or mental. But we also know that the absence of sleep does actually create that. So what do I do then when we know that that's the benefit that our product can offer? Well, we talk about the science. So here we go, as we say, here is the context of why we need sleep. Here are some of the benefits that we can see from having a good night's sleep. This is what science shows us. Now regulators differentiate, just so that you know, between science and between technology. Okay? When we talk about science, they love it. When we talk specifically about our technology, they say back it up. Okay? So from a scientific perspective, we can say very confidently that if we have a good night's sleep, it boosts our immunity. It can assist with weight loss. It can also improve mental well-being. It can help prevent diabetes. It can increase and improve our sex drive. It can ward off heart disease, and it can improve fertility. These are some wonderful benefits that come from a good night's sleep. And then you can talk further about the need for sleep recovery. But more facts and information here, empirically proven to be the single most determinant in predicting longevity, and most important, that are more important than diet, exercise, or heredity. That's a fantastic quote that you can share on the value and the benefits of sleep. But notice, I'm talking about the science, not the technology. So then I can link in after talking about that and say, again, NECAM recognizes the value of this science. They recognize the benefit to the human body to have deep, meaningful, restorative sleep. As a consequence of that, we have introduced some fantastic products that can assist you in having a better night's sleep. And here are some of the benefits that we can talk about. It's got an improved thermal environment with the far infrared technology that's in there. It helps to regulate the heat and the warmth. That helps us to get a better night's sleep. Of course, it's more comfortable. We've got the magnetic technology in there. We've got all sorts of ventilation, stimulation, what have you, that supports a deep restorative night's sleep. So you can talk about the passive negative ion technology that can help to bring about peace and tranquility that we can enjoy when we're in a negative ion-enriched environment. And then as you talk about some of these benefits, then you can talk about there, you can make the link, the connection there, that as you can see what this does is, it'll give you a wonderful, beautiful night's sleep. Why do we need that? Well, let's look at the science we talked about before. So you can really have all of these benefits that you're talking about, but notice what I didn't do was say, the Niken product provides an improvement in these areas. It will boost your immune system. It will help diminish your chances for diabetes. It will improve your chances of not getting a divorce. It'll help your mental health. It'll do all these things. You know, we don't want to be getting into that space. But what we can do is say, science shows that this is the consequence of a better night's sleep. Do you just want to leave your sleep to chance? No. Do you want to give it little to no thought? Absolutely not. You want to take care and consider what type of mattress you're sleeping on, what type of pillow you're using, what environment you're creating in your bedroom. It's not just about what you sleep on. We also have the water system to improve hydration, which also improves sleep. You want the air purifier that also helps to enrich the air environment that you're sleeping in so that you can have a beautiful night's sleep, wake up feeling refreshed and wonderful. And of course, we don't want to leave these things to chance. So, you know, which one do you want first? Yeah? Can you see the difference there of what I did say and what I didn't say? And it's the same again, we can use another one with Siaga. And that's wonderfully rich in vitamin C. You can talk about all of the benefits and all of the science around the value of vitamin C. And you can go to town on that. But what you can't do is say, and Siaga creates this effect as a result of the vitamin C. What you do is you say, here are all the benefits of vitamin C. Oh, by the way, Niken offers an organic beverage called Siaga, which is high, very, very high in vitamin C content. Its ORAC levels are just way up here. And of course, with all that vitamin C, you can only imagine the benefits and the good that it can do for you. See how I haven't said anything there? But I've helped them psychologically make a connection themselves. So that would be my recommendation. So yes, there's a lot that we can't say. We need to be careful. But like all good advertisers and marketeers, with a little bit of preparation, a little bit of practice, a little bit of thought beforehand, you can be very, very clever and articulate in getting a very, very powerful message across without making any product claim in regards to treating, preventing, or curing disease. Because as we see, all of these product categories that we have are vital elements, using Niken's language, to sustaining life and improving our well-being. They're vital. Without these elements, we die. So we can talk wonderfully and in great detail about the science behind that particular product category. We can quote doctors and scientists and researchers to high heaven and back it up and say, you can find this research here, find that evidence there, and then say, why am I talking about this? Because this is the problem, and Niken believes it's got some wonderful solutions because these are the products that we've got that you will find have these types of ingredients in it that also address things like hydration, that also address the need for sleep. You can make the link yourself. I'm not making any claims, but you can see the problem and the solution, and here you go, Niken's got this product category to help you out. So my advice would be to spend a bit of time preparing, practicing, because what I have found is a lot of Niken testimonials are very conversational. We'll have a Niken distributor jump on a webinar, pull their friend up that's just had a wonderful experience and say, tell us about it. And that's their preparation. And then they go off and they say all sorts of things. And they go, wow, this is exciting. Listen to this response that their body has had here. And actually, they're breaking rules left, right, and center. Because, simply, they just didn't take the time to prepare. So, if we just take that little bit of time in advance, talk about the science, talk about the why, talk about the problem the world is facing, talk about what the solutions, therefore, are, and then go, and by the way, Niken has this product category, and our products do X, Y, and Z, and talk about some of the features there, and they'll make their own links, they'll make their own connections, but we've got to make sure that we aren't doing that. And we don't want to be too suggestive as well where we're being too clever, if that makes sense, yeah? We don't want to be sitting on the line where we could potentially get in trouble. We want to stay away from that, but that would be my recommendation as to how we do it. Does anyone have any questions over what I've done? Gary?
Two things. Anyone who's been a Niken consultant for any time knows we used to sell a 10 unit.
Mm.
And of course, we couldn't make claims that it relieved pain or any of that. And yet today we see on TV, Icy Hot and Band-Aid both have Shaq O'Neal and all these other celebrities promoting the same product.
Yeah.
You know, and saying this relieves pain. So it sometimes becomes very frustrating. As a consultant, we almost feel that the company is a little
shackling us.
Yeah, too conservative.
Let me cover this with a number of different points. One is that there are a number of reasons why they may be doing that and why we may not be. And it depends on the environment that you're in or the product. Some products might look the same, but maybe they've got their own research evidence that they've actually done to back it up so that they can justify it. Sometimes they'll have these wonderful disclaimers that are running at the bottom of the screen whilst they're talking that are actually saying this is not intended to prevent, treat, cure disease, blah, 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 blah. And off it goes in wonderful succession at a rapid pace of what it doesn't do. So what you get there is an example with using the word pain is sometimes you'll get words where regulators are saying you've got to avoid this at all costs. These are gray areas. We don't like it if you say this. But if you're saying that, then maybe you've got to do X, Y, and Z. And so sometimes you've got real solid black and white. Sometimes there's gray areas, but they can be managed if you've got other supporting evidence or messaging or disclaimers or what have you. Also, another thing to consider is a company's willingness to take risks. For example, when I was in Amway, we introduced an energy drink. And the energy drink, very rich in vitamin D, B6, B12, loads of that, plenty of caffeine as well. And in Northern Ireland, you could have the product because it was a part of the UK. Southern Ireland is a republic, and their regulations were different. And they said, oh, you got too much vitamin D in that product. For us to feel comfortable, you're not allowed to have it in. Well, the distributors, as you can appreciate, got very frustrated. How is it we can have it here, but 10 miles down the road, we're not allowed to have it or sell it? That doesn't make sense. Well, the rules are different. And then they go, well, if we go into a shop in the Republic of Ireland, we can see a product that is very similar that has the same amount of vitamin D. How come they're doing it and we can't? And sometimes that would come down to, well, the regulations say this, and I'll use Ireland as an example because it's a good one, but their efficiency in managing the regulations is very different. Maybe their ability to actually go in and actually challenge a company was maybe they just weren't so as strong as what their regulations were. So their standard was here. Their enforcement of that standard was down there. And so maybe there were some companies that would say, well, we're going to take a risk and we're going to put it out there. It's not going to be compliant, but we know there's nothing wrong with the product technically. We're not causing damage. We just know that their rules are very strict. So we're going to take a risk. And if they come to us, we're going to go, oh, sorry, play ignorant, get a slap on the wrist, and then they'll either pull the product or they'll do something about it. So they're willing to take a degree of risk sometimes in doing that because they know the cost of that, you know, might offset the sales that they're going to get in the meantime. The cost of fixing or remedying it afterwards might be marginal because it's this degree of risk versus that, for example. So you'll have different companies that will have different personal internal policies regarding the risk that they're willing to take. As a network marketing company, we need to be extra vigilant because what we need to have is any product that goes to market, every distributor needs to have 100% categorical confidence that the product is legitimately allowed to be there. If the company takes a degree of risk and says, well, what are the chances? You know, we're only working person to person. Yeah, there's a good chance that nothing will happen. We could get a ton of sales in the meantime before anything did happen, at which point we can pull the product or we can maybe evaluate change of ingredients depending on sales. So let's just go with the flow on that. If they did that and then a distributor gets in trouble, what that does is it compromises the trust that people have in Nikan. You just gave us a product that we weren't allowed to sell. Do you not know what you're doing? Yeah. And so as a consequence of that, because we have so many independent distributors, we have to be stricter because we're not a television commercial where the only contact is with a telesales person that is employed on minimum wage, who doesn't care when they go home what's happening or not. For us, it's our business, it's our reputation, and it's our confidence that helps us to go out and build. So for that reason, a network marketing company will typically have a lower degree of risk that they're willing to take in order to protect the business and the distributors, because it's all built on trust. So maybe a long answer, but I hope that helps.
The second part of my question is, we have a lot of products with a lot of evidence that they work.
Yeah.
And they've been actually published in peer-reviewed medical journals.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm thinking particularly about the bergamot fruit and, of course, the osteodent.
Yeah.
I mean, the evidence is there.
Yeah. And like I said, in that context, when you're talking about an ingredient and there is research on the ingredient, you can share that to your heart's content. Yeah. You can say, this ingredient, look at all the science that has been done with this particular ingredient, this particular fruit. Here are all the benefits. Here is the research. Here are the medical papers. You can talk to that to your heart's content, and then you can say, and by the way, this ingredient is found in this product that Nikan has. But what you're not doing is saying this Nikan product will consequently treat this disease. Yeah, you can say that ingredient provides these benefits and helps to reduce the risk of this, that, and the other. That ingredient, here is the science. But what we're not doing is calling the science our technology. There is a difference. We have to differentiate between science and technology. Science, you can make all sorts of claims because, like you said, Gary, it is backed up by all the research, the medical papers, all of the material that's published out there. But what isn't evidence-based is the technology that is put into a particular formula and delivered through a particular mechanism. That bit is something quite separate. That is where we need to be careful. So, yeah, from a science perspective, talk to your heart's content with those things. Any other thoughts or questions?
Yes, I a lot of times I'll sit down with my new consultants or customers and help them set up a strategy to get their wellness home started.
Yeah.
I don't have that time to go say, okay, but what do you think I should start with? And I'll ask, well, what are your goals? What's the biggest need for you right now? You know?
Yeah.
And where are the gaps in your family's wellness?
Yeah.
And then without suggesting products, I will suggest products, you know, like if they're interested in building a business and creating some income. I'll say the products that I like to use for that are the ones that can easily be demonstrated.
Mm.
He's got a quick turnaround. But if they say things like, well, my son doesn't sleep very well, then maybe adding some sleep components that can help, you know, support healthy sleep would be wise. I don't know if I'm
working
on that or...
Yeah, that's totally fine to do that. I like that approach, to be able to say, you know, as you're getting started with Nikan, you know, what are your personal wellness needs? You know, where are the gaps that you're looking to fill? You know, and if someone's saying, I want to improve my energy, or I want to, you know, I don't sleep very well, or, you know, my diet is garbage, then you can say, okay, let's look through our product catalog together and see what takes your attention. Mm-hmm. I had a customer experience yesterday that got an air purifier, and their son just recently got taken to hospital. He's got autism, and he just recently had some seizures, some epileptic fits. I think they were epileptic fits. Had some seizures, and he's taken to hospital. They were scared to death, and she was curious as to what they could do in their home to look after his health better. And they were saying, you know, they had concerns about his breathing, and you know, mold and damp in their house and all that kind of thing. So I just said, look. Yeah, I'm not talking about fixing your son's conditions. You got to keep working with your doctor. But we absolutely love the air purifier. Yeah, our son often finds that it significantly improves his breathing, especially during, you know, that pollinating season. You know, it's fantastic for that. And you might just find that you'll enjoy some wonderful benefits that come from having one of our air purifiers, you know. I've not made any claims, but what I have done is said, I can see that you've got a need there. One of our products might be something that you would really consider worthwhile taking a look at. We use it. We love it. It's helped with my son, you know, with some of his allergies. You might want to have a look and see what this does for you and for your family. And right now, they're loving it. They go, this is great. And they're saying, thank you on Facebook. This is great. We love this. They're sharing their you know, their gratitude for having it in their home. So, yeah, I mean, I don't want us to steer so far away that we think we can't say anything at all. There's certainly plenty we can say. But, yeah, we just need to stay away. Really, my main concern is that we avoid saying this product prevents, treats, or cures disease. You know, that's the space that we want to avoid. We can say plenty else, though.
Hey, Ben?
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Steve. I've got a question. So when we're talking amongst ourselves on the messenger, how can we approach our colleagues, peers, with a question? You know, do we say, well, hey, I've got a friend that, you know, their head aches all the time, or, you know, they've got a their head's hurting all the time, and or they're you know, got really some problems, you know, with gut issues, you know. Do we say something like, what's the science
Well, I think there's a couple of things to consider. You know, for me, the messenger group, first of all, it's a closed group. So there's not going to be regulators in there. So technically speaking, as a closed group, you can say whatever you like. Yeah. Because you're not going to get into trouble for having a private conversation. Because that's essentially what the messenger group is. It's a private conversation. My concern is really what we teach each other in that conversation. Because what happens there is in the private conversation, yes, we can say what we like. But if we've got new distributors, or if we've got maybe existing distributors, long-term distributors, if we're talking in the context of treat, prevent, and cure, then we're, you know, training doesn't only take place on a webinar or in a meeting. You know, training takes place, some of the best training happens informally. And those conversations that we have in these groups really become informal training environments. So we do want to be careful from that perspective. We're not going to get in trouble. You don't need to be too careful with your words, where you go, am I going to, you know, get my wrist slapped for this? You won't. It's a private group. But just recognize that it's informal training that's taking place in that environment. So what you say, I think it's just a matter of kind of feeling it out, to be honest, and just learning as you go. But like I said, the key words to avoid are, what we don't want to do is say, I mean, what you just gave an example, Steve, it's kind of fine. Someone's got a headache. Well, there could be a number of reasons why they've got a headache. It could be stress. It could be dehydration. You know, it could be, you know, the result of a medical condition. If we just turn around and say, blanket, someone's got a headache, what can we give them? First of all, we've not asked enough questions. We don't have enough facts. You know, what I'd want to know is, what do they believe the cause of their headache is? You know, what is the underlying issue? But the pain is a symptom. It's not the problem. It's a symptom of the problem. So what is the problem? But then you start to veer into treating illnesses, and you want to be careful around that. But like I said, one of the concerns that I had is, one, in that closed group, it's informal training that's happening. We don't think we're formally training. We're not. But some of the best training happens informally. So we need to be mindful of that, the implication of that for our team. The other thing is, my concern was, there was a superficial concern, and then a blanket response. You know, for example, someone's got a headache, what can we give them to treat it? Someone's got a bad back, what can we help? Well, actually, Is the bad back, is that the result of nerve issues? Is it the result of bone issues? Is it the result of muscular issues? You know, what is the reason for the problem with their back? You know, what we offer as a solution really depends on what the problem is. But what we wouldn't get, what I didn't see a lot of, was the right amount of questions that were coming out. What is the concern? So here is a symptom, but a symptom isn't the problem. It's a symptom of the problem. You know, if we're offering them osteodance, for example, because they've got sore back, and you go, let's improve their bone health, and then what we actually find is they've got a trapped nerve, what have we done? We've not really done all that much. So I think it's really important, what I would suggest, is to go back and say, ask as many questions as you can. Find out what they feel is the issue. What has their doctor said? What do they feel it is? What do they think the concern is? What do they believe is brought about the ailment that they've got? Because amongst that process of investigation, as you're asking those questions, if they turn around and say, well, you know, I've got this headache, the reason for it, they go, well, you know what it might be? You know, it might be because my posture is, I sit at a desk all day, and as a result of sitting at the desk, I do find that I get tense around my neck and shoulders. Because I'm on this on my computer, I'm getting stressed at work. Oh, okay, well, maybe. You know, maybe having some of our magnetic technology placed on their neck and shoulders might be wonderfully therapeutic. You know, in helping a little bit there. Maybe being better hydrated might be another solution. But you can see that through asking more questions, you can get to the root of the issue and then say, well, you know, based on what you've shared, then you can probably see some of the scientific connections with what their issue might be. You know, and then with that, you can find an appropriate product to provide solutions. So I would say, you know, short answer, ask more questions. You know, get to the root of the issue. Because too many times, you know, and I've seen this a ton of times, you know, someone comes along and goes, oh, I got my elbow sore. And before anything else has happened, the somebody goes, I've got a product that can help with that. But you don't know what my problem is yet. All you know is I've got pain. But, you know, I could have broken my elbow. Yeah, I could have arthritis. You know, I could have all sorts of different things. I might have, you know, 100 different reasons why my elbow's hurting. Ask the question first. If you were to go to your doctor, for example, and say, my stomach's hurting, he wouldn't go, I've got a solution for that. He'd say, but why do you think that is? You know, let's have a look. Let's investigate. Tell me about your diet. Tell me about, you know, what's your work environment like? Are you experiencing a lot of stress? He'll go through a whole process of investigation to find out what the underlying issue might be. Now, we don't want to get into that realm of behaving like doctors, but by asking questions, we can at least find out where we might be able to offer some solutions. But then, of course, we need to make sure that we're just appropriate in how we offer the solution. Does that help, Steve?
Yeah, thanks. I was really concerned that, you know, you made some general things, but in the instance of a few weeks ago, but maybe didn't reach out to the offending people and say, hey, this is what, and doing something like this, this has been amazing. So now I can go back to people that were concerned about, you know,
yeah,
and feeling really badly about blowing the group apart. You know, they weren't on very often, and they didn't read everything, and they didn't see your concerns, and so that was just, just a little constructive
feedback.
Opportunity building. Yeah, feedback.
Yeah, that's good.
So.
Yeah, it's important. I always get very concerned when I see someone jump on and say, I've got a friend who's got pancreatic cancer, anything that you can help with that. If we use an example like that, my first response would be, none of our products treat cancer. Yeah, go to your doctors. Now, we might find some other benefits in there that you might go, well, actually, you've got this product, this product, this product. But we can't jump in and say, if someone's trying to get a cure for their pancreatic cancer, all of a sudden we're providing medical solutions. You know, we just need to be careful how we word that.
Yep.
You know, that's all. And like I said, a lot of it was kind of, I've got a, you know, someone's got diabetes. Anything that we've got to help with diabetes? Well, none of our products have been, NECAN is not allowed to say this product helps to cure or manage diabetes. We're not allowed to say that. That's just a flat-out no-no. But there are certain things that we could offer as solutions that say, look, you know, we can't treat diabetes. Our products aren't designed to be medicinal in that way. However, we do know that some of the causes of diabetes are around blood sugar. You want to watch your diet. You want to make sure that you've got this, that, and the other in balance. Here are some things that you can do to help with that. Here's what the science says, and here are some of our products that can assist in these scientific areas. You know, and so we just want to make sure that we manage people's expectations. What we don't want to have is someone that says, I've got this illness or disease. You told me taking this product would fix it. It hasn't. I'm suing you. Yeah? That's what we don't want to have happen. Can they do it? Yes. Because you just made a medical claim, or you falsely advertised a product that as a business person you sell to consumers. You know, and in reality, this is the business space that we operate. They could turn around and sue you. They could turn around and sue NECAN. And then all of a sudden you might find all sorts of issues coming up as a consequence. So it's really just about being vigilant to avoid that type of dialogue. But like I said, just a bit of practice and preparation can help us to manage that. And what you'll find is there are typically a lot of the issues will get repeated over and over in regards to questions about particular health ailments or concerns. And over time, you'll build up a library of resources and testimonials that you can say, use this, share this, and what have you. But what I'll do is I'll send to Molly the PDF of the product training manual that I showed you before. That is a wonderful resource. And from there, you can pick and choose all sorts of information that you can use for training and for education and for support on the subject.
When you were president, you mentioned that they were planning on making one of those for the states in North America. Anything ever happen with that, or were you just not there long enough to make it happen?
The process got started while I was there. It hasn't been completed. I would imagine it's probably buried under a thousand different other things that they're probably working on. So what would be worthwhile to do, and I can do this, is perhaps forward this product training manual to the US office and say, we did start this a while ago. How's about we pick up on it and move forward with it? Because I think it's really important that we have the type of material. Because like I said, I recognized, you know, what was missing was context. And that's really, really the issue around product testimonial is let's just give context. And here is the why. Here is the science. Here is all of the evidence. Here are the features and benefits of our product. And then you can make the link yourself. But there is so much when you look at the bigger picture that we can actually say. If we cut out the science, we cut out the why, then we do find ourselves very limited as to what we can say. But there is so much more if we want to be creative and be real marketeers that we can say and do if we understand that context. Science opens the doors wide open, and that's what we want to do. Talk about the science, make full advantage of that, and then just be a little selective when we talk about the particular technologies in relation to some of those physical ailments that we're addressing.
Thank you much.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Ben. That was really helpful. And
sure.
I feel like I'm armed with more knowledge to go out and support my team and help other people.
Yeah.
The
critical thing is, and Steve raised a good point, maybe I had a knee-jerk reaction a little bit on the messenger group. Every now and then, some things push a hot button for me, and this is a subject that I get anxious about. Perhaps because I've been a company president, managing director, and I've dealt with these regulators in the past, and haven't liked the lawsuits that I've had to fight off. Yeah, so from that perspective, it's a hot subject for me. But the critical thing is, to Steve's point, and hopefully, you know, for this call, and if we need more of them, let's do more of them, is what we want to feel comfortable and confident in what they do say and what they can say versus stammering. Because, of course, we know that uncertainty just leads to nothing.
Inaction, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to have that. So what we want to do is maybe write up some examples of some particular products and say, yeah, here are some scripts. Now, this is what we love to say. Or maybe put together a guideline and saying, with a product testimonial, you know, this is what we say. And just have a little bit of guidance there. And maybe I can work on some of that after Orlando, put together kind of a testimonial guideline of what we can say, just to give people some confidence and assurance.
Right.
And some nice words to use as well.
Yeah.
So I think that would be good to do as a follow-up to this.
Yep, we've been living in a vacuum. Just not sure what to, what was okay, what wasn't. So yes, having some more tools that are properly, because honestly, and I think Gary can attest to this, the culture of NECHEN has been, you can share those stories, just not when corporate's in. I went to a women's retreat and they honestly shooed out all the corporate and for the next 3 hours shared what to use for what issues.
Yeah.
That's been the culture of NECHEN. And so even though it may not be compliant with policy, that's how people have been taught. And so I feel like all that's been yanked away, but what do we do now?
Yeah.
A place of fear maybe or anxiety about saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing. So sharing with tools will be really helpful.
Yeah, cool. Well, this training manual will be a huge help because it's deliberately categorized. Each product category starts with the why, real big picture, goes into the science, it has quotes from medical journals, articles that have been published, you name it, for statistics, facts, and figures. And you can use them wonderfully. And then it goes into the features and benefits of the product. And so you've got all sorts of stuff that you can say. We just need to, like I said, just craft a few scenarios where we can show people the formula, the process. And you know what? It'll be so much stronger as a result. Because what I believe, personally, I know the great benefits of the product, but some of the testimonials sound wishy-washy. Yeah? I like some facts and figures. And you can actually put them in there if you're talking about science. You know, and that just leads to more confidence. So we can combine the two and do that comfortably and with confidence. But after Orlando, I'll write up some guidelines. You might need to give me a reminder, Molly, but I'll do that and write some scripts up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ben.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Been awesome. Thank you.